His Hands and His Feet, an Easter sermon preached by Pastor Todd Wilkin.
Dear sinner, dear doubter, dear skeptic, see His hands and feet. The forgiveness of my sin lies in the hands and the feet of the crucified and risen Jesus.
And we'll send you a CD of this sermon for any size gift during the Easter season. Make a secure online donation today, issuesetc.org. Thanks for thinking of us during the 40 days of Easter.
To deny that reality will make us a cult, some odd group that's not really interacting with the real world.
Well, the reality that Dr. Bruce Waltke, former president of Reformed Theological Seminary, Florida, is talking about is the reality, he says, of evolution. There's a belief in creation, maybe even a literal seven-day creation, according to the book of Genesis, put Christians outside the mainstream of rational thought, out of step with modern science. And does it threaten to assign to Christians who believe such a thing cultic status, out of touch with society and with general thinking? Greetings and welcome to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. Thanks for tuning us in on this Monday afternoon, April the 19th. We're going to be talking with Mark Loy of Answers in Genesis about the resignation of the president of Reformed Theological Seminary in Florida after making favorable comments about evolution, Dr. Bruce Waltke. A little bit later, Dr. James Hitchcock joins us. There are calls for the Pope to resign. As highly unlikely as that is, we'll see what Dr. James Hitchcock of St. Louis University has to say about that in a few minutes. Deaconess Pam Nielsen will join us to round off the first hour on this Monday afternoon, teaching a Sunday school lesson today, Jesus, Our Shepherd, in keeping with those readings of the Easter season. You can join us for the next 2 hours, 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943. Email us right here in the studio, talkback@issuesetc.org, or Twitter us @issuesetc. Mary Spalding Balsh will join us from National Right to Life in the second hour. We'll talk about two new abortion laws in Nebraska. One of them has to do with fetal pain. And then Dr. John Warwick Montgomery will be with us for the last part of that second hour. Two issues to discuss with Dr. Montgomery. First, arguments heard today by the U.S. Supreme Court over whether state colleges and universities can deny official status and subsidies to student groups that bar homosexuals from membership. And we'll also discuss with him a recent Wall Street Journal column titled, "Is the Supernatural Only Natural?" Right up Dr. Montgomery's alley in the second hour of the program. 1-877-623-MYIE. Talk back at issuesetc.org or Twitter us @issuesetc. Joining us to talk about the resignation of the president of Reformed Theological Seminary in Florida over comments on evolution, Mark Loy, co-founder and chief communications officer for Answers in Genesis. Mark, welcome to Issues Etc.
Well, Todd, good afternoon from AIG and the Creation Museum.
Was Dr. Bruce Waltke's resignation warranted? Was it necessary?
Well, you know, he was a professor at Reformed Theological Seminary, and that seminary does not believe in biological evolution, although you could be a seminary professor there at Reformed and believe in a very old universe. You could believe in the Big Bang. But apparently one of their tenets there is not to accept biological evolution, Darwinian evolution, if you will. And with Dr. Waltke's case, it seemed as if he came out with a ringing endorsement of evolution being compatible with the Bible. But if you read some of his comments very carefully, he kind of hedges just a little bit to give a little bit of wiggle room, saying that, yes, evolution could be compatible with the Bible, but he didn't necessarily come out in words saying that I'm an evolutionist, although there's so much that he has said, including on the BioLogos website, which is operated by what you would call a theistic evolutionist group of scientists. It seems as if he is an evolutionist, but we don't know that for sure. But the very fact that he was warm towards biological evolution and said so in so many different places that it led to his resignation. Whether or not he was forced out, we don't know what went on in that room between Dr. Waelke and the leadership of Reformed Seminary, but apparently he did resign. And from what I understand, Todd, is that, and this seems to be from both parties, both the seminary and Dr. Waelke, is that when he first tendered his resignation, the seminary did not want to accept it. But somewhere down the road, Waelke just insisted, Brother Waelke insisted on leaving Reformed Seminary and apparently maybe teaching at another seminary in Florida called Knox Theological Seminary.
Let's deal with the question. And many do believe this, that either through ignorance or even those who claim to have carefully studied the issue, that biological evolution and the account of Genesis, as it reads in its plain and simple text, are not incompatible with one another. How do you answer that question?
You know, sadly, most Christian colleges and seminaries compromise the book of Genesis, and they are what you would call theistic evolutionists. That is, they believe in evolution, although God, over millions and millions of years, directed it. And by the way, I want to make it clear that we're not doubting Dr. Wilkie's a relationship with the Lord, his walk with the Lord, but we think that he is severely compromised and has accepted the ideas of fallible scientists who declare that there's no doubt that evolution is true. And so it is a compromise, but at the same time, Dr. Waelke has written some wonderful, wonderful materials that probably both of us would read and accept. But they want to go for this compromise view of theistic evolution because on one hand they want to be seen as academically sound. After all, the world scientists, most of them, accept evolution, and Christians want to be seen as intelligent in this modern scientific era, and so they have that tug there. But ultimately, I am a Bible-believing creationist and a former evolutionist because of what the Bible teaches, not science, although I've looked at the science very carefully over the last 45 years or so. And there's just no room, Todd, for evolution in the book of Genesis. It's not mentioned there. Plus, why would the all-loving God of the universe, the creator of the universe, who's omnipotent, use such a cruel and wasteful process of survival of the fittest to make one creature turn into another? It just goes completely against his nature. So theologically, you can argue very well against theistic evolution. And then, of course, there's the science that can argue against evolution, which is presented by many of our staff here who have PhD degrees in a wide variety of scientific disciplines.
Okay, so what do you think leads to this compromise? One of the comments that I found telling, although I don't even know exactly what to make of it, from Dr. Waelke was that if we kind of hold out against evolution, we're going to look a lot like a cult. What's behind this impetus to compromise with evolution, be it theistic evolution or going whole hog to an ancient earth and evolution that really doesn't in any theological sense require God?
Again, Brother Waelke might be a wonderful man and very devoted to his Lord, but I think with many, many professors who believe in evolution, who are teaching at some very fine seminaries and Bible colleges, I think there's this aspect of academic pride, not wanting to appear to be unscientific in a modern scientific age. And indeed, we receive a lot of ridicule as an Answers in Genesis ministry for believing, for example, in an earth that's only a few thousand years old. You are scoffed at by the overwhelming majority of scientists when you say that. And, we've just seen it time and time again, and maybe or maybe not it's the case with Brother Waelke that they don't want to be seen as learned academics. And they want to go to that middle ground of wanting to be seen as respecting the Bible, but they also want to be respected by their scientific peers. And they think that's a comfortable position of believing that God used evolution.
Then the average person is going to say, but it just seems, Mark, that so much of the evidence points toward evolution of some kind or another. Are Christians put in the position of entirely denying all that evidence if they want to believe what the Bible clearly teaches?
Well, Todd, as I said earlier, I'm a former evolutionist myself. I used to look at the evidence from the fossil record that evolutionists presented as proof positive that modern humans descended from some ape-like ancestor. And I remember being taught that Neanderthal man, that brutish type of creature, was halfway between man and some ape-like ancestor, until I looked at the evidence for myself. You know, evidence, Todd, just does not speak for itself. It has to be interpreted, and I happen to interpret now the fossil record through biblical glasses, if you will. But back to Neanderthal man, when they found the bones of this man in Germany several decades ago, the skeleton indicated that this Neanderthal man was stooped over. Therefore, the conclusion was that this was kind of halfway between, you know, a knuckle-dragging ape and a fully erect human.
We got about 30 seconds here.
But we found out later that he was suffered from a bone disease, and he was on the way down. Neanderthal man is fully man, and most evolutionists would acknowledge him to be modern Homo sapien today.
Mark Loy is co-founder and chief communications officer for Answers in Genesis. You'll find a link to Answers in Genesis under the Listen on Demand page of our website, issuesetc.org. Mark, thanks for joining us to talk about the resignation of Dr. Bruce Waltke, former professor at Reformed Theological Seminary.
Hey, thanks for the opportunity, Todd.
When we come back from this break, the controversy around priestly abuse is now almost a decade old. Of course, the abuse goes back many decades. And it is that connection to many decades-old priestly abuse that has ensnared, if you will, at least in the public mind, Pope Benedict XVI, who during his time as Archbishop, I believe, in Munich, was at least ostensibly connected to a very notorious case there. Some are calling for him to resign. In the next few minutes of the program, Dr. James Hitchcock will join us from St. Louis University to talk about that prospect. Stay tuned.
Thanks to God's gift of the Internet, people are listening to Issues Etc. around the world.
Hi, this is Ville calling from Finland. I believe the day will come when you cannot enter the office as a pastor in the ELCA unless you subscribe to the ordination of gays and lesbians. And why do I believe that? Because Americans are sinners like we Finns are.
Listen to what you want, when you want, wherever you are. IssuesETC.org.
Will your church be one of the Issues Etc. 300? Hi, this is Todd Wilkin. We're looking for 300 congregations to pledge $1,000 to Issues Etc. in their budgets. To find out more about the Issues Etc. 300, click the support page of our website, issuesetc.org. You'll even find a one-page informational flyer. Please consider including Issues Etc. in your church's mission or advertising budget. The Issues Etc. 300.
Equipping the priesthood of all believers, you're listening to Issues Etc.
We've got nothing against bumper stickers, just bumper sticker theology, and we'd like to send you an Issues Etc. bumper sticker. You'll find the Issues Etc. logo, slogan, and website address. Simply send your request to Lutheran Public Radio, Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Please include a self-addressed stamped envelope. Good theology doesn't fit on a bumper sticker, but you can tell people where to find good theology, the Issues Etc. bumper or window sticker.
Thanks for sending us your email. Having produced Issues Etc. for more than 15 years, I can tell you that we've never received email response like this. Unfortunately, we simply can't reply to all of your email. So here's a way that I can almost guarantee a response to your question or comment. Call the Issues Etc. comment line. 618-223-8384. It's available for your questions or comments 24/7. 618-223-8384.